This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. We are making our way towards Stars training camp. It is right around the corner, so we are bringing you as many Spits and Suds episodes as we can. And we always love to have our next guest on. And one of the things we say on Spits and Suds is when there's something to be talked about, you know we're going to crack the microphone and talk about it. So we bring on our Stars and NHL insider. He is the greatness of Sean Shapiro. Of course, many of you subscribe to his Substack. It's called Shap Shots. You can watch him as the goalie in the late game movie. And obviously, he helps run EP Ringside, which is a terrific website, kind of an encyclopedia of knowledge. They just released their draft board for the upcoming draft next year, or prospect list. So a lot of things happening at EP Ringside. And the reason we say when we crack the microphone, because there's stuff to talk about, Sean just had a lengthy conversation with new Stars head coach Glenn Gulletson. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. I'm good, Gavin. I'm doing the fantastic last week of summer juggling too. I've got my kids start school on Monday next week. So on top of the getting everything going for hockey season, there's the enjoy the last week of summer with the kids. Still find a way to somehow get work done, but then make it all work together. So it's all the balls are in the air right now, yep. And but we're happy to be here.
That is awesome. And you did have the time to talk to our new Stars head coach, Glenn Gulletson. And you have a really interesting piece coming out that I think Glenn probably added a lot to.
Yeah, so I'm writing for I'm not sure when you're listening to this. It might be coming out tomorrow. It might already be out, depending on when the listener, when you tune in and listen to this. But I spoke with Glenn today because a topic I wanted to kind of tackle story wise with this Stars team that I find interesting is there's been a lot about the 1% tougher. Like there's that line that Glenn's used now in multiple places of being 1% tougher to get to the playoffs and 1% tougher per day to get to the playoffs, right? And what physicality means, and those are terms that are great buzzwords, but can mean a lot of things to a lot of different people, right, Gavin? Like if I go and say, hey, you're a physical team or a team that's physical, like now I'll just do this, play this exercise after you. Like, Gavin, what team to you is what are some of the most physical teams in the NHL right now in your mind? Like if I tell you that, right?
Yeah, I would say St. Louis actually would be out there. Yeah. I'm trying to think of some other teams that are truly physical. I would say that about Vegas in the past, but they've kind of changed their style. You know what's so interesting is I view Florida as a physical team, but size wise they are not the biggest, but I do regard them as physical.
Yeah, and it's a great conversation to have because there is the Florida is a great example, right? Florida led the league in hits this during the last regular season. Obviously, they've won back-to-back Stanley Cups, and like that's a team that I think of as physical. But It's funny because a team I think of in a very similar way, when it comes to physicality and the way they play, is the Carolina Hurricanes. And the Carolina Hurricanes for, and I want to pull this up exactly while we have it, the they had a this they're typically in the bottom five or six teams in the league every year when it comes to hits, right? So like it's the whole like there's different ways you can summarize. Sure. And you can go and kind of talk about these you can kind of talk about different ways and what physicality means. And so I was very curious to get Glenn's perspective on what physicality means, on what it goes and everything like that. And it is one of the great lines, and I'm paraphrasing slightly because I've written the quote down in the exact story, but one of the lines he basically said is, here is the teams that hit the most have the puck the least. So that's not who we want to be. That's not just who we want to be. As in, the Stars want to be more physical. They want to finish their checks more. They want to do all of that. But it is not, and Glenn was very clear, it is not a, hey, this team is going to go start running around and just running around and being chaotic that way. It is more about the finding the margins on the physicality. And an example Glenn used was there's just the mentality of you got a guy lined up along the boards and it's lined up. You've done all the work to get there at the right time. It's the extra 2 seconds to make that body contact. It's the little things over and over. And he pointed out that something that Florida does, obviously saw that firsthand. It's doing that over and over again. And it's not necessary. It's not revamping the way you do everything or your arrival times, which he believes the Stars are already very good at. It's the finding the way, because in the playoffs, those extra 2 seconds are going to feel like so much longer. That just the way thing when things get all tighter and everything like that. So it's a huge part of that. And that's one of the reasons that he looks at a guy like Radek Foxa and a guy like in bringing in Nathan Bastian comes in. He talked about bringing those players in. And he said, we're going to ask all four lines to check. And that's going to be, he's like, that's the reality. But it's also the reality is in the NHL with star players, you can't ask them to check for 82 games. That's not a reality. You can't go and ask Mikko Rantanen to check for 82 games. You can't ask a Jason Robertson to check for 82 games, just like he couldn't do with Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid. He said, so you need those guys who understand the role of how we build everyone else up into that. How do we have the guarantee on that? How do we have the group that brings that identity every night? Because it's just not, the star player is not going to do that 82 games. And he says that's not a criticism of any individual player. That's just the reality of how the sport is played. The roles people have to understand roles. And so it's interesting to look at Jim Nill and Glenn Gullitz and kind of being on the same page on this, because obviously it's the GM who makes the move to bring these guys in. And I think we're going to be, you look at a Stars team, and we start to have these data points now. For Gavin, for me, we're starting to finally get data points of how this Stars team is going to play. I think we're going to see a team that is going to be a little bit less, in a positive way, a little bit less exciting at times, because I think there's times under Pete DeBoer where there was so much of an emphasis on all four lines can create offense. And it's not that you're taking away the offensive focus, but I think we're going to see more of a team where, okay, it's more about being harder to play against for all four lines. And
I like that.
And that has a different mentality for each line for a case. And it's going to be interesting to watch it all come together. And it's, once again, it's easy to get excited about this conversation in August. And I will add that asterisk because like, we'll have to see how it looks in real life when it happens. But I personally like the mentality of where you go with this, of like, okay, this is what needs to be done to get over those teams. And then I was curious because like I asked Glenn about this as well, of, so you worked with Edmonton for multiple years, right? For 8 years or whatever it was. And so you talk about everyone being able to do this. So you worked with Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. When you think of Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid and you think of them for their skill with the puck and everything, but what was the evolution you watched with them without the puck? And it was pretty opening to talk about how he's like, you know what, you watched them and this wasn't, and he said, it doesn't matter who it was on, but over the, we didn't have playoff success until those guys started taking those other little 2%, those other little 2 second plays that might not, that no one's net, that are never making the highlight reel. And it's an interesting way to look at it. Cause you, now I can't help but think of the transitive property of like, okay, I'm not really, Gavin, to be clear, I'm not really worried about Mikko Rantanen doing that. We saw what Mikko Rantanen does in the playoffs. He's honestly one of the best playoff performers in NHL history, statistically, and what our eyes can see. But if you can instill that attitude into more of a Jason Robertson, into a Roope Hintz, into finding, dialing some of that consistency into Wyatt Johnston, all of a sudden, you're looking at like, okay, those little steps that those guys can take. And if Radek Foxa and Nathan Bastian's job is to help raise the level internally for those guys on those other 2% factors, it makes sense as an addition. So again, easy to win the interview, easy to win the plan in front of us. All plans are great till they meet an enemy.
Yep.
But it's interesting to get kind of that insight right now of where they're going to be trying to go. And honestly, we're, what, 31 days from the first preseason game when we're recording this right now. So an interesting conversation to think about on all this.
Well, it's been brought up so many times, too. And I think, therefore, it's a priority. The other thing that you and I have talked about so many times is this Stars getting off to slow first period starts. And ramping up physicality and checking, I think, can energize a team. So I find that fascinating. My question to you in all your years in hockey is, Brian Schottenheimer came out this week for the Cowboys, and it's very similar to what the Stars. In his opening press conference, he mentioned, we need to be tougher. We need to be more physical. And in the first two preseason games, he's put an emphasis. In fact, the last preseason game, you know, he had mentioned, we're going to have some hard practices this week because we need to ramp up our physicality. And so from a hockey perspective, for our Spits and Suds listeners, how do you do that as far as you can tell a team, hey, I need you to do this, but are we going to see harder practices?
Yeah, and I think it's, when it comes to the practice perspective, because it's a really good question. The reality is the Stars should not be, and this is kind of the thing that the Stars have to figure out, right? Like, a lot of, for the Stars perspective, and I can't speak to the Cowboys perspective because I'm not in Oxnard and I don't know the insides of that. You guys have on your station, you guys got a lot of guys on your station who can better answer that question. And my question honestly would be to them would be, I get that you want to protect players in preseason, but why can I see Joe Burrow playing a preseason game last night, but not Dak Prescott? That's a whole nother question for your Cowboys guys to talk about. But
you should call into the post game because that's what everyone else says too.
But when it comes to the Stars in a hockey practice perspective, this is going to be a short, condensed season, and with the Olympic break and everything like that, and practices, making harder practices does not make a harder team. I think that's one of the things that people kind of get lost in hockey. So the Carolina Hurricanes, they don't practice a ton. They practice more than some other teams like to say that they don't practice, but the Carolina Hurricanes don't practice a ton. The Florida Panthers aren't a heavy practice team either. It's how you add that physicality, how you do it. I want to use the word programming here, and I'm admittedly pulling that out of my you know where as I'm talking about this, but like, it's the programming of your team of, this is our normal operation standard. This is how we attack the game. When you have the space, this is what we do. And a lot of that really, I believe, can only be taught through gameplay in a weird way. It's kind of like, so you can go like, because you don't want, like, as much as you want to have hard practices and feel like you're toughening the guys up, is it really smart to have Maverick Bork try to skate headfirst into Lean Bischel's elbow in practice?
No.
Right? Like that's just not, like, that doesn't do anything for anyone, right? But you still want Maverick Bork in game one when they go to Winnipeg and Maverick Bourque's coming down the wing and there's a puck in the corner there and you want to make sure he finishes his check on Kyle Connor, right?
Yep.
Like, so that's the, it's to me, this really is so much of training camp and practices are going to be so much more of a teaching installation of programming type deal. And then applying them becomes so much more important in games. So that's why I think everyone says like, oh my God, this team's going to be physical and hard and everything like that. I don't think it's going to be fair to judge what they look like October 10th, 12th, November 15th. Glenn has been very open. This is something you build in over the course of the season. I think your check-in points, and maybe we even have a show about this at some point, Gavin, is I think your check-in points are like, okay, you know what? How do they look coming out of Thanksgiving? How do they look going into the Olympic break? Like, those are going to be the check-in points as you install this, because just having a tough practice, having guys skate hard or beat each other up in practice, that's not going to do anything for you in the game. It's a weird thing. I get the practice how you play is something that people often think about, but you don't practice how you play because you don't play it. You don't practice at you practice in today's NHL and for the way teams run is so much more of the building the little things that apply once the game starts. The full-blown team, like, it's, I think that's a, it's a, it's a really fascinating dynamic. And it's something that for a bunch of players, you can start dialing it up in preseason. Some of those younger players, right? Like you can have a Maverick Bourque, you can have a Wyatt Johnson, you can have all those guys do it in preseason, but this really starts with game one against the Winnipeg Jets in October. And I think that's an important thing for us all to remember because a lot of us have that old school mentality ahead of times of, oh man, you got to go beat them up in practice so they beat the other team up. I don't know if that's the best way to do it. So I rambled a lot there. I hope that somebody listening picked up anything from
they
this.
Do. They do. They do indeed.
Okay.
Two follow-ups. One is, will that also translate to the blue line? Because I'm looking at three of my top potential six in Haskinen, Harley, and Lundqvist as not the biggest, you know, guys as far as going into the corners. In fact, I think that teams focused on that, and the goal was try to wear down Haskinen and Harley in the playoffs. The second part of that is, I remember Connor McDavid saying that he learned from Knobloch and the coaching staff in Edmonton, not that he wasn't trying as hard, but to be as fresh as you can going into the playoffs. And that just change of philosophy, like you're talking about, don't judge them in October. Interesting that, and I don't think it's a coincidence, Edmonton the last 2 years has been, minus Florida, the hottest team in the NHL heading into the playoffs.
Yeah, there is a there's a balance, and there's going to be a, if you're talking, you can't, once again, it's that weird kind of balance of things. You can't just flip the switch for game 83. Like, you can't be like, oh, now we're going to play playoff hockey. You got to be building into that. But there's also a, there's an element of,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's not worth putting playoff things at risk if things are set locked up already, right? I think that's a fair way to put it. Now, the blue line is interesting because the guy I find most interesting with this conversation is Leon Bischel. Honestly, it's the whole, like, we can talk about those other guys, but for me, defensively speaking, and I'm going to write something, probably write a second piece based off my conversation with Glenn about his view of what Leon Bischel's going to bring on this Stars team, because he said from an Edmonton perspective, he was one of the defensemen we talked after Miro, he's the defenseman we talked about most in that series.
Interesting.
He said he's the defenseman. Like, he impacted that series more than people realize. And I just went through our look and I looked it up. And now, once again, hits aren't the greatest stat, but in that 5-game series against the Oilers, Bischel had 3 hits, 4 hits, 5 hits, 3 hits, 6 hits. He had, and this is in 12, 14, 11, and 10 minutes of game time. He looked at, and it's lofty praise, but he looked at Leon and then he said, it's one of those where he's like, you know the league and everything, but you don't know him super well. He's like, you watch him play. And I didn't realize he was as young as he was until Glenn was talking to his son. Glenn's son is the same age as Leon. And so Glenn's like, he's like, I was talking to my son after one of the games and he said, he's like, Dad, he's an 04 and as an 04 birth year. And he's like, how is a guy that type of impact at 20 years old like that? Right. And once again, lofty praise and example, but Glenn says, like, late great Paul Girard, who was a former Dallas Stars assistant, unfortunately passed from a battle with cancer in the past couple of years. Glenn talked about how Paul Girard coached Zdeno as a young Zdeno Chara early in his career. And he talked about, when you look at Leon and you look at the tools and you look at the way he has these things here, that's the type of thing you try to get him to replicate. And once again, we're talking about one of the greatest defensemen of all time and unfair, lofty praise and how you do that. But if you're talking about how can we take part of Zdeno Chara's game and put it into Leon Bischel's game,
oh, yeah,
and you're having a serious conversation about it, there's something more than just me looking at his height and saying it that way. There's something to the coaching staff looking like, okay, how do we take that? Because Zdeno Chara, right, it wasn't just about blasting people along the boards. It was the subtle if you could have subtle physicality at 6'9", it was the reach, the physicality. It was all the little things at that height. And we talked a lot about how, from a Leon Bischel perspective, if you could take Leon's size and frame and all the things he does with some of that raw talent, and if he can basically do, and I'm using my term, this is my terminology on this, and this will probably be kind of, people are hearing a little bit how my brain works and probably what I'll probably write about this week after the piece for D Magazine and the piece I'll probably write over at Shapshots is, If he can use Essa Lindell as his work study program, how do you take the best parts of Essa Lindell and add them to Leon Bischel's raw tools? That's how you get Zdeno Chara. And that is a fascinating long-term potential development here. So that to me gets me super intrigued and nerdy to think and talk about all that stuff. So
it does me too, because now I'm thinking, okay, might not happen to begin the season, but could we see an increase in Bischel's minutes, meaning could we see him as a top four defenseman now?
And I think the challenge, I think the reality is at some point Leon Bischel becomes a top four defenseman for this team. I think the question is, it's a question of not if, it's when.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of the thought process on this, because he's going to, and there's two things that have to happen with that. One, Leon has to prove he can play his game at 16 or 17 minutes a night. Right now he's doing it at 12, 13 minutes a night, right? Like, there is a challenge. And as much as people like, it's the whole third pairing defenseman thing. You see a guy rocking a great Corsi and expected goals for at 10 minutes per night. And then all of a sudden we wonder like, why aren't they playing 16, 17 minutes a night? And then they play 15 and you're like, oh, they can't do it for 16 or 17 minutes a night. So first, Leon has to prove he can do his game at the NHL level with that workload, right? That's one step. The other step, I think, the other reality just for where Bischel goes, and this is going to be just a little bit more at the comfort level of, are you, and Glenn seems to be open to it. It's just, and this might be a little bit more of an Elaine Nazarene question. Gavin, are you comfortable in it? I am. Personally, I, Sean Shapiro, am. It's the question is, are you comfortable if your top four are all lefties and your third pair is two righties?
Yeah.
It's a very NHL. It's like it's use. I'll play the, you play the little fiddler on the roof tradition type deal, right? like we can't have four lefties on the top two pairs and then two righties on like, so are you okay with a world where it's Miro Heiskanen, Essa Lindell, Thomas Harley, and Leon Bischel, and then Ilya Lyubushkin and Nils Lundqvist on the third pair? Like, that's something you're okay with.
Yeah.
Personally, I am.
Yeah.
Personally,
I am too.
So it's the question of can you do that? Are you okay with that? So that's and you and I have had that conversation about the lefty righty.
In fact, let me just say, Sean, of all the deep dives you and I have done, that one got the most feedback.
Did it? Positively, yeah. I hope. So.
I think that what's interesting is that how much people believe, and I'm like, well, Sean and I did a deep dive on it. I've talked to some NHLers about it, and they're like, no, but it's a difference. I'm like, I get it. But it's not as big of a difference as maybe some people think, but they are they feel as though left and right is the only way to go.
And I'm, it's the, like, there's a, I don't know. There's lots of things about this game that if you open up your mind to a couple of different ways to look at it, I think there's a lot of ways you can unlock the game a little bit more, right?
Yeah.
Like there's I personally am a believer long term. I don't think the NHL is ready for it, but I'm personally a believer in the long term of there's benefits of, like, you're telling me that there's not going to be let's go crazy for a second here, Gavin, right? Like, there's not a world where, with this, how this Stars team is built, your winger depth is good enough, but you're telling me there's not a world where, offensively speaking, it wouldn't be a bad idea to take an offensive zone face-off with Thomas Harley on the half wall and in Miro and Essa on the ice together?
Yeah.
Right. Like, those are the whole things. Like if you have, we always talk about, like, your most skilled, like, hey, a team might go 5 forwards on the power play because they're the most skilled. The game's going, Gavin. I watch a lot of hockey below the NHL, more than most people listening to this show. And that's not a shot at anyone. That's just because it's the nature of my job. Right. Like, so I watch how this game has evolved, and I see so much in hockey where my other favorite sport is soccer. And I see how in soccer, the outside back has completely evolved from a defensive position to an offensive position. It is still technically a defensive position. It's, but we use the word wing back, right? And that position has become just so much more of a this is a position about pace, getting up and down, attacking down the side of the field. And I think hockey is we're going to see that's going to happen. It's already happening. And right now, like, it's already happening. It used to be in our old pal Craig Ludwig's world, right? It was five, no disrespect to Luds, but it was five Luds and a Zubov, right? Yeah. Like it was one guy who could lug the puck and five other guys who were there to act as deterrents. And as the game evolves, and as defensemen become somewhat like we're going to get to more and more of, you know what? Yes, they have a defenseman next to their name, but as a sport, why does it have to be F1, F2, F3? Why can't it just be 1, 2, 3, 4? Why do we have to separate that out? Can if the defenseman gets in early, that's fine. Like I think it's there's such a traditional thinking in hockey that, and traditions are good, but I think there's such a traditional thinking in hockey on ways where this game can evolve if people are willing to, and yeah, people in particular, decision makers are willing to go and do it. Because like the reality is, and I'm not trying to stay on the soapbox here, but I'm just having fun talking about this. Like the reality is I trust Miro Heiskanen with the puck on his stick more than any Stars forward, other than Mikko Rantanen probably. So, and I'm not saying that Miro needs to play forward or anything like that, but like that's how the game is right now. And we're already there. And so if we're getting so caught up in left-handed right-handedness of a player and not what they can do with the stick in their hands,
right,
I think we're missing the bigger point here. So
I agree. So I was thinking about Matt Duchene, and mm-hmm. first thing I thought of was, boy, you look at two Jim Nill signings, Joe Pavelski and Matt Duchene, and I think when this all ends, you know, they'll be pretty equal. Obviously, Joe Pavelski brought a lot to the room as well, and two terrific signings by Jim Nill. But I also thought about Matt Duchene heading into this year with a new coach, and you look at, what did we say, like, Matt Duchene was making Mason Marchment better. He was kind of reviving in many ways Tyler Seguin. And then you saw when Granlund arrived and there were injuries, how Duchene and Granlund worked so well together. So my question is, have you given any thought as far as what should they do with Matt Duchene? Is it a situation where maybe Wyatt Johnston and Matt Duchene moves to the wing and you have Johnston with Duchene and Seguin, or keep Duchene and Seguin together and then add a wing along with that? Because he's a really important piece of the puzzle that we talk about, but I don't know if we give enough credit to what Matt Duchene has actually done the last few years he's been in Dallas.
Yeah, and I think you also have to give some credit to the outgoing Mason Marchment too. I mean, one of the things that the Stars lost with Mason Marchment being gone, and it's one of is Mason Marchment, when that Seguin Duchene Marchment line was clicking, Marchment was opening so much space for those other two.
Good
right?
point.
Let's just call him. Like he really was. So like don't like it's Duchene definitely. Duchene knew how well to Duchene and Seguin knew how to play well off of Marchment, but it's Marchment knew how to play the game to create for them. Like, so I think from a Wyatt Johnston perspective, and it's a Matt Duchene question, but it's also a Wyatt Johnston question. I personally believe Duchene can play center or wing. I don't think there's a big difference in Duchene's game either way. I think one of those things we get a little bit too lost in on that. And so I also can't help but always look at this Stars lineup and, well, we have this fully healthy lineup thought, right? We're always like, oh, we're drawing up lines. Roope Hintz playing top line, right? Like, Roope Hintz's body does not let him. And like he played 76 games last year. He's played more games in the past, right? Like there's been more consistency than the narrative I'm about to talk about with Roope Hintz. But we know that there's times where Roppe takes nights off, and that's just the reality, right? Like, he has a little bit of that. He played 76 games last year, but there will be a couple times each season where you'll watch Roppe Hintz play a game, and it's not Roppe Hintz going Zoom. It's Roppe Hintz just kind of snoozing, right? That's just a reality from watching.
It is a reality,
And so when you have that type of player as your number one center, the boom or bust type guy for a game, I think there's such a value in having this kind of flexibility of maybe it's, you know what? Maybe you can switch him and Wyatt Johnson. Maybe you can put Duchesne in that spot. Maybe it's Duchesne and Johnson together on the wing. I mean, Duchesne and Johnson say on the same line with Duchesne on the wing. I think there's a lot of flexibility right there. And I think this top six group is going to have a ton of flexibility because you've got Hintz that has that boomer bust level to him. I don't know how many games Tyler Seguin can play realistically. Like, and then this isn't a commentary on Tyler's want to play all the 82 games. Just, is Tyler Seguin going to be able to play back-to-back games again in his career? Like, he's just like, you're going to have that flexibility and variability in this team. And I think Duchesne provides just such consistency, whether he's on the left wing, the right wing, center. I think he can play all three forward positions. He provides that consistency when you have so much variability. And I think putting him into a box and saying, hey, he's got to play with this guy or that guy is looking at it the wrong way. I think you have to look at Duchesne as, this is the consistency we can work around because we know we have a lot of other variability on things and we have other things that have to be figured out. What if, like let's play the what if game. Like, what if all of a sudden, what if Maverick Bork has the breakout that I thought he might have had last year? And he didn't have it last year, but what if Maverick Bork has the breakout? Somebody is going to, does that mean, hey, we have, you run a third line with Johnston on the third line with Bork and Ben and have Steele on the second line? Or does that mean, you know what, hey, maybe we have Duchesne on a quote-unquote third line and he's technically a 3C behind Hintz and Johnston because we got Bork driving offense on that third line? I think there's a lot of possibilities and things to figure out. And so boxing Duchesne in on something I think is going to be the best way to look at this from the coaching staff and probably for fans on this is to not put Duchesne in a box right now and look at, okay, I know what I'm getting. He's consistent. He's a really good top six forward. If he's a top nine forward because of what we're doing everywhere else, that's even better. This is a consistency on a lineup.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A lot of variability.
Well, you are Florian Wieser's favorite guest for a reason, sir. So you have a free place to stay in Italy. How about that?
I highly appreciate that.
Oh, man. What a great episode. Thank you so much for joining us. Robert and I were on last night, and we were talking about a fantasy league because the fantasy numbers came out. And my point was, Daily Faceoff put out their top 300 fantasy players, and Mikko Rantanen finished ninth. And I think that shows what the stars have. And just subtle reminders, because a lot of people talk about Mikko Rantanen's contract, and I'm like, yeah, but look at the player that we have. So really excited about that. And I mentioned about a daily fan or playing fantasy, and now I'm getting some listener feedback that they want to do a Spits and Suds league. So I don't know if I have the time, but that sure would be fun. And I think I'd get my buttocks kicked.
I will say this, Gavin. I do not want to do a fantasy hockey league because I don't have the, I am a little bit too all over the place to update my lineup.
Me too.
But if you are going to run a Gavin Spittle's team, I will take on a role as assistant GM advisor. I will not set your lineup. I will not, but I will take on a role of assistant GM and advisor as opposed to.
Okay. Wow, now we're cooking with grease. So are you saying, like, all right, would you like other assistant, like, for instance, do you just want, it's my team, but you want it, do you want Tiffin and Castillo to have input as well? So it's like beat the experts.
If you want to build a full executive, Les Jackson has back-to-back Stanley Cup rings as a special advisor to Bill Zito. So if you're gonna give me the Les Jackson role of I'm here to call and chat with, and you want to build out the best possible team around you, all for it.
Oh, man. Boy, you know what? This just ramped up because I think listeners will be fascinated. Like, can I beat these guys that talk hockey all the time? So
I'm not the one setting the lineup.
I know.
You got to pick your starting goalie that night. You got to do that. But if you're if you wanted to build the advising board, I am.
Okay.
I am on board for that.
I will take the L's and you can raise the cup when we win. How's that?
It sounds good to me.
All right, guys, listen, it's going to be an awesome article. So what you want to do is follow Sean Shapiro at Sean Shapiro. That's S-E-A-N, by the way, Sean Shapiro on Twitter/X. So you can see when that article drops. A lot of information. Just got off the phone with Glenn Gulletson. So at Sean Shapiro, and that'll come out on D Magazine. And Sean does a great job writing for D Magazine. Robert Tiffin also has a new article coming out as well on starsthoughts.com. And Shap Shots is terrific. It is a wonderful follow. So make sure you subscribe. It's really, really cheap. And Sean just gives you all kinds of information, like nice deep dive on Sergei Fedorov, who's going up into the rafters for the Detroit Red Wings. You'll hear about the conversation more in depth on Shap Shots. So that's his Substack, Elite Prospects. Obviously, he has two books out, so you can support him by that way. 100 Things Stars Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. And obviously, the recent book called We Win Here, which is a deep dive in the story of the Texas Stars and the Dallas Stars. He's all over the place, but we love him for that. Thank you so much, buddy. Have a great day and enjoy the last remaining days with the kiddos.
I'm looking forward to it, and it's I'm looking forward to where, Gavin, we're a month away from a Stars preseason game. We are less than 3 weeks away from some prospect action in Frisco. So I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. Awesome. For Sean Shapiro, I'm Gavin Spittle. We'll be back with another podcast soon. Until then, thank you so much for your support this offseason. Have a great day, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.